Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The word of God, which shall be the basis of our meditation this day, the Holy Spirit has caused to be written in the 24th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, especially these words, "And they said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us?" In Christ Jesus, dear Christian friends, sometimes disciples are so close to the trees that they cannot see the forest. This appears to be the case with the disciples in the account of the journey to Emmaus. They had been so close to Jesus, their master and friend, that they lost sight of the mission that he came to fulfill. "We were hoping that he was going to redeem Israel," they said to the stranger who appeared on the road with them. They had come to love him so much that they could not understand that he came not just to redeem Israel from Roman tyranny, but to redeem the whole world from sin. After the evening meal was finished and Jesus had revealed himself to them, they said to one another, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us?" The disciples experienced something else here. Suddenly, this stranger was able to help them see the big picture, how his suffering and death was of far greater importance than merely the dying of their friend and master, as significant an event as that was in their lives. This was a death of cosmic proportion, one that all of the scriptures had pointed to for centuries, and their hearts burned within them. Some of you have been studying the scriptures here at the seminary for a year, 2 years, 4 years, and some who came from our Concordias have been studying them formally for 8 years. You have studied Old Testament and New Testament history. You looked at a synopsis of the Gospels. You've analyzed variants from Codex Alexandrinus and Sinaiticus. You understand the problems with form criticism and redaction criticism. You've learned Greek and Hebrew. Well, at least well enough that you know to read Hebrew from the right to the left. But when you arrive at your first parish, or second, or third, the reality is that few of your members are going to care whether a word is an aorist optative or a pluperfect indicative. They're not going to care how much you know about the scriptures. What they're going to care about is whether you can explain from the scriptures how Jesus had to suffer and die and rise again, and what that means for us. They're going to care about whether you can open the scriptures to them. They're going to care about how you can put all of that knowledge into simple speech to bring comfort and hope to them in time of need. You see, your parishioners are going to be traveling their own road to Emmaus. They, like the disciples on that first Easter, are going to be encumbered with their own load of care. Some will be struggling with great illness and facing the hour of death. They need to hear how Jesus walked through the valley of the shadow of death before us and invites us to follow where he will lead. They need not only to know about Jesus, they need you to bring Jesus to the bedside with you. Some will be struggling with issues of faith, questioning anything and everything. They need to hear how Jesus assured Thomas in his moments of doubt, "Reach here your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing." They need to be pointed to the words of John, one of the eyewitnesses of Jesus' miracles. Many other signs, therefore, Jesus performed in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. They need to hear not only the miracle stories, but how Jesus miraculously met the needs of people who saw by his deeds that he was who he claimed to be, the Son of God. Some will be struggling with issues of sin in their life and need to hear the word of forgiveness. If we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. They need to hear not just empty words that leave them struggling in isolation, but to see their pastor wrap his arms around them, to strengthen and support them, and show by his love and care that their sin is removed from them as far as the east is from the west. Still others will be grieving the loss of loved ones and need to hear the comforting words of Jesus, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." They need to know their pastor grieves with them, understands their great sense of loss, but can also point them with joy to the eternal life with Jesus that is important for them to see in the midst of their sorrow. They need to know Jesus from the Scriptures, just as you need to know Jesus from the Scriptures. The disciples' hearts burned within them because Jesus was not just talking about the Scriptures. He was opening to them the Scriptures, impressing on their hearts how all the Scriptures testified to him, how his suffering and death were necessary to atone for the sins of the world, how as a lamb he was led to the slaughter so that we may be freed from the sin that bound us, live lives of Christian hope and faith, and look forward with joy to the blessed home we shall inherit with him. You, my friends in Christ, will know their needs because they are your own. You too struggle with illness, doubt, sin, and death. And when Jesus meets you on your own road to Emmaus, you will appreciate all the more the grace and mercy he gives. Bring Jesus to your people on their road to Emmaus, even as he has come to you. And yours will be a blessed ministry of mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.